on the street or building a library or anything like that, a work project in the city, that's community.
Yeah.
It has the old CCC camp and works them out in the forest and soil conservation, things like that. It allows a college boy to go to through college and work, or a high school boy too?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
And how much do you pay them a month, do you know?
No, it varies, Mr. President, depending on their need in the area, the cost of living. So.
Well, 25, 50, 100?
Yes. Yeah, everybody can go from 25 up to $60.
Well, now who is it that costs $4,500? The camp boys?
The cost of the camps are yes, we prorate out to about $4,500 per boy.
Well, that's the worst goddamn bonehead that you ever pulled. If you ever allowed them to figure that. If I was building a camp, I'd amortize it over 100 years. I'd do something. I'd never cost to have the argument said that you can, it's just naive, Bill, that you can send the boy to Harvard cheaper than you can put him in one of these camps.
Well, I will call it.
And that'd destroy you and just destroys you good. And if you give them those figures, you better back up on them.
All right. I will get on that and see what we can do about it.
And I'm going to take some time tomorrow and be free. And I've got Vincent coming in. Who else?
Vincent coming in at 11. You got the 10 o'clock Pickering Road thing on the
press. Yeah, I got 10 o'clock press.
Ask for
Mel
to come in at
12. Hold
on. Simon can watch him come in tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I would. Is O'Donnell call back? Did you talk to O'Donnell? I said, any time today. I want to share or talk to her. This little girl out here is secondary.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else, Bill?
Sir, I'll have some names if you have some time. We'll call tomorrow.
Yeah, I see you say, I got a note I haven't called, but you say that Flint's, if I call him, I can get him.
I really believe you can, Mr. President. Just to thank him.
How many of Georgia have we going to lose?
As of right now, we're going to lose there are four still in the air. One of them is definitely wrong, so that's one we're going to lose as of now. With
who is that one?
Forrester.
I thought you said you had a good chance to get him.
No, not Forrester. We have a good chance.
You told me last night that Forrester's sick and he's leaving the Congress, and you thought he could get him.
That's right. He was a question mark till today, and he told us that he was going to be against us.
Well, that's significant. You lose the rest of them.
There's the speaker told me that that Talmadge can get Forrester, and the speaker suggested you talk to Talmadge. Shriver's going by to see Talmadge.
I haven't done anything with Talmadge, but the Kennedys have. He's a Kennedy man. Always has been. Hmm. And he ought to go by and say, now you got to save me of these four Georgians. Call him.
Now, Hagen, the one who's waving in Georgia, who says he's really wrong at this point, wants on the Armed Services Committee and thinks he's going to get it. If he knows, for example, that Benson wants him to go and that Mendel Rivers wants him to go on this bill, the Speaker thinks that'll help.
Well, did the Speaker ask you Hagen to go?
Yeah, well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And right, Hagen's the one who told the Speaker that, well, he didn't see how he could because his constituents were against it, but that he talked to Landrum because he kind of looked at Landrum. And the Speaker said, now I know that he wants on Armed Services, and Benson and Mendel Rivers could, if he can get Mendel Rivers, can have a big influence on it.
Well, Ways and Means assigns him to it. What did Wilbur Mills say? He got upset.
Something about this farm, $1,500 grant, but that's been taken out now, and he refused to believe that it had been taken out, but it has been. It's taken out in the Senate, too. So he's all right.
Where did he hear that? From some Arkansas?
Well, that's spreading. They say the Republicans are spreading that rumor because Ray Roberts told Jenkins today that he couldn't go for this bill because of that $1,500 grant. Well, it's been taken out. But every night they sit down and figure out what rumor they can spread about this bill. And overnight it spreads like fire. The next day we have to spend a good bit of our time stamping out those fires, going back to people who are worried and upset. They've got a very well-organized campaign against this bill.
Well, if you and Shriver can out-propagandize them with the White House and the administration, the millions you've got, then I think we ought to throw in a towel, don't you? If we can't beat Charlie Haddock by himself, well, we ought to do it. Because we're in power and we got it. And if we can't use it, well, we just don't know how to use it. We've got to let Hitler come in and do it.
I agree with that.
All right, that's just what we ought to do. So let's get at it in the morning, and let's all go, and you get Shriver to get that hyenas poor stuff out of his tail and get on down here and get here Monday morning. Let's stay right at it. And you get Tony Boyle, and you get George Meany, and every other human we can.
All right.
I think we ought to get some columnists work. I think you ought to get Pearson to go up and interview a few of them. I think you ought to get the Post to interview a few of them, and I think you ought to get the Star to interview a few of them. I think he could go over and say, go and ask these people why they're against it. Why they
pull out every stop that we can. Keep after it.
I think we probably ought to have a cabinet meeting and tell them to survey all these and see if any of these doubtfuls, anything else, got anything in their departments they want.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
Well, we'll just have a cabinet meeting Monday.
All right, Larry, and I'll get up the names.
Well, you get up the names, and I'm a little afraid. Larry's wonderful and fine, but he's not a Shriver man, Bill.
I know, but he's not a lawyer's man either.
How do you know that?
Well, he resents not being involved in this poverty thing. He didn't invite me to that 11 o'clock meeting this morning.
Well, did you go?
No, sir. McCarthy was there, John Lipsky was there. Larry never calls me. He gets something from the Hill. He never calls me. McCormick called me today and said he'd been trying to get Larry to give him this report so he'd give it to me. So I called Larry and gave it to him. Larry was very short because I'd gotten the report from McCormick. But you got to do it. This doesn't bother me a damn bit. I don't care. I don't think anything should be said to Larry because this kind of thing you can't prove. But there's real resentment there. I just ignore it. Go ahead and work with it. See, for example, tonight I called him and said, I want to give the president my report from tonight. I want to check it with you first. He said, well, just give it to me and I'll give it to him. I said, that's fine, Larry. And I said, as soon as I get Shriver's, I'll call you and give it to you and you can give it to the president. I guess I blame him, really. But he's not a mean guy. He's not a little guy. He's one of my favorites. And he's living with it, with the fact that, you know, a lot of other people are doing things now on the Hill that were done before. But he's not unaffected by it.
Did you get any report from Ken today on the reaction announcement or anything?
No, sir.
From Mary, any of
them? No, sir.
Any report from anybody who said besides McGrory and Kraft?
Well, Mr. Weisel said he talked to a number of people who were very pleased by it, businessmen out on the West Coast, other people who liked it, said it really had gone over well out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but Donovan wrote a real story, a tearjerker for Bob Donovan, in the front page of the Journal American, the Hearst paper. And he's the head of the Los Angeles Times Bureau. I bet he really jerked it out.
We're going to get a lot more of those in the next few days, I think. Wait and see Time and Newsweek and see what they'll do.
Are they both for him?
I don't know. My guess is that the Hughes side, he was for him. I don't know. My guess is that, what's the fellow's name at Newsweek?
And Steele and Sidey coming in when, tomorrow?
I haven't set a time, sir.
They want to come in, don't they? I'd get them in. I'd call them right tonight. Yeah, have to. Is anybody from Newsweek wanting to see us?
Chuck Roberts said, pick it up.
Well, come on tomorrow. And you can interview me on this too if you get in the background. Who was it told you it was too obvious the way we did it?
Scotty Reston told Doug Cater that. I don't know. Cater had lunch with him. You might ask Cater what else he said.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.